This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're in the full effect. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. Old School brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple up there in the O, what they call the Metro. But 93.7 The Ticket, 1040 O Street, the mecca of sports radio in the great state of Nebraska. DP's back in full effect from his call last night with the Supernovas. What's popping, partner?
Oh, bro. Good to see you. Good to be seen. 16-7. Supernovas head to Grand Rapids at early in the morning. That's what Gap Van said, early in the morning.
Yeah.
for the regular season finale, and then the matchups are all set for the semifinals Wednesday at CHI Health Center. Again, we're going to give away a bunch of tickets today and then all the way up until Wednesday for that. The schedule is set. It's number one seed Atlanta versus Grand Rapids. No matter how tomorrow, Sunday plays out, Grand Rapids will be the four seed. They will play the Atlanta Vibe at 6 o'clock. At 8:30 or so, somewhere in that vicinity, proximity, you know the deal when there's a tournament like that. Right. Get into some extra volleyball, you know, you might go a little later. But at 8:30, the number two seed Supernovas will take on the three seed San Diego Mojo, who are currently the story. That they started out losing five of their first six matches and then went on a run. And they moved all the way up to three seed. 2-2 against the Supernovas. Supernovas won both matches here, lost both matches in San Diego. But it's a different team. One of the Jay, if we said that White Chocolate was exceptional and elite in the NBA in ball handling, the White Chocolate of the Pro Volleyball Federation is Tutsara Namcom, who plays for San Diego, and Tomcom is the best ball handler in the world. So Slick Watts, Marcus Haynes from the Globetrotters, was a volleyball player. Y'all about to see her on Wednesday. It's gonna be fun, Jay. It's been a great run. Had some folks in the building last night. The Alec family was there last night. Lindsey Krause was there last night. Johnny the Jet Rogers was there last night. Couple of former Buffalo Bills was there last night, and then Anthony Smith from the UFC. So, Jay, yeah, man, we're all set, and it's time to get caught up on this other thing, man. What do we, would Cody Rhodes say every night? What do y'all want to talk about?
Hey, look, man, you know, look, there's a lot going on in sports. The NBA is off the chains right now. Ant-Man has established himself, regardless of what Strick says. He is the man in the league. The Thunder, OKC, is for being a young team, has taken the league by storm. But I think the biggest story is Spider Mitchell, your former Utah Jazz, you know, superhero, because it seemed at times when he was at Utah, it was one against five, got the spark in those Cleveland Cavaliers. I thought they were going to maybe, you know, eke out game one. They took a game off and came back in game two and surprised the Celtics. I think the Celtics will win. But the two superstars, or supposed superstars, Brown and Tatum, have seemed to have been taking the playoffs off. Now, the emergence of Derek White makes it seem like that. But regardless, you talk about Jason Tatum, where he's been on the cusp. You know, he was a favorite of Kobe Bryant, or he tried to idolize Kobe Bryant. And we saw him in the championships or the NBA finals against Golden State and felt like he handled his business. Brown didn't. But ever since then, we've been waiting for him to do it on a consistent basis, 1 through 82, and then 1 through, you know, however many games it needs for the Celtics, and he has not done it. So if he doesn't get going, you will not be able to ride the emergence of Derek White without Porzingis to an NBA Finals, or better yet, their Eastern Conference Final. And so that's really the biggest news in the NBA. A lot of NFL stuff going on. You know, in the other news in the NBA, I don't know who had a worse day. Whether it was the Celtics or Shaq, you know, having to deal with.
You missed the third Celtic. You know, you missed the third Celtic who had a terrible day yesterday.
It was Paul Pierce having to wear the Brunson jersey.
No, worse than that. Worse than that. They call him Big Baby.
Oh, we talked about that yesterday, DP. Oh. And you know, really the alarming thing is I sent Austin the pre-tweet that he had, you know, months and maybe almost a year ago. And then the reality of, you know, him walking around and act like it's not a big deal. Like, dude, you got a family. You were federally indicted, found more than guilty. You got, I think, 40 months in prison. You know, in his mind, he's probably guilty of stealing his own money. But, you know, there's a process through everything. It was a scheme. And I said it yesterday, DP, the funny thing about it, I said, you can – sometimes people pick and choose who they want to prosecute. Now, if you're loudmouth and dummy, like Big Baby on a private jet with a case full of money, and he was eating Popeye's chicken and saying, you know, nothing's wrong. Well, you know, and I know we've watched enough TV shows and watched, you know, court TV and all that. The feds look like we want to deal with this guy. Let's see how clean he is. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, right, you have Brett Favre, who stole, I think, was it $700,000 from the state of Mississippi, and still probably chilling. Now, you haven't heard anything about Brett Favre. He's on his farm, driving one of his big tractors, staying off the beaten path. And so, you know, Glenn Davis, along with a host of other guys, are facing the harsh reality of either, you know, different levels of, you know, prosecution. So
justice,
I mean, that's
justice.
Yeah. I mean, it's, it's not a good look,
right?
And it's something, you know, I just think the callous reaction of it too was very, very stupid. Didn't do yourself any favors. I don't know if that's the full guarantee that you're going to get, but if you ever were up for early, parole, your reaction probably will be replaying in your parole officer or in the judge's mind, whether you have, came to terms of what you did. So obviously he hasn't, and he'll have plenty of time to think about it. He says he's going to get swole in prison. He probably needs to stay away from the prison food because you can get a little bloated.
Oh, he should have said anything, bro. Just don't say anything. Yeah, it's tough that when people are in situations of exposure, notoriety, celebrity, that celebrity thing, and social media gets you fooled. That you need to put on, you need to put it on a show all the time. Sometimes, close the curtain, bro. Go sit down. Go sit down.
Yeah, go out, yeah, get off the beaten path, man. I mean, but, you know, he's going to have a lot of time to think about it. You know, I always say this, you know, everybody walking around.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Generally are pretty tough-minded people, tough guys. You're going in there where nobody cares about what you did or you want a, you know, NBA championship. You know, you're just whatever number you are. There's going to be rules and regulations in there, and there'll be people in there that will be running the inside of there that you don't want to, you know, trifle with, as they like to say. So, you know, I hope he probably hopefully gets into one of those like white collar crime prisons, you know, where you got cable, 3 square meals, could work out, get visitors and all that stuff. But 40 months is still 40 months, man. That's a long time. That's 3.5 years. That's a long, long time to, you know, be out of society, especially the way the world is changing. Things is changing right now. He's losing some momentum, and or not losing momentum. He's lost it all. But hopefully he can bounce back from it later on.
It is a thing that in this day and time that if it's not positive, keep it to yourself. there's too much. Like, it's just like, listen, a likable.
Yeah.
A likable player, right? A likable and within right. locker rooms, likable, right? Good to the fans, yeah. good in that space. All of that's beautiful. But then we're never done learning lessons. Some of us learn them in public. And that's what this is. Right. So, Jay Foreman, we let it be, let the flag be posted. Folks, they will still teach you out here, whether you think you're yeah. above it or not.
yeah. You know, you could go from likable to stupid real quick. And let's just say you got away with it, right? You know what I mean? Posting a live video of you being on a jet with Popeye's chicken and a whole bunch of money with your NBA championship ring is probably not the best way to celebrate. So, either or, he probably has a lot of regrets, but you know, ultimately, you know, it is DP. Well, you don't know, but we all know when the feds come knocking, it's just a matter of what they, it's not what they know. It's how much you're going to admit to. So you know, you get off the hook and he, probably I know.
Hey Jay, I know about it. I learned about it in Charlotte when the feds showed up. I told that story. Oh. I had to recover a lot of money because of somebody who did what Big Baby is accused of doing. We had somebody, I've told you the Tank Black story of him embezzling money and leaving his clients. Man. Yeah. So, hey,
you know, that might be the next Netflix. You know, that story needs to be told. I think that was right about my time going in the league, and he came in. And remember, out of the top 15 picks, he had 9 of them.
Yep.
Out of nowhere. And all the players end up getting bilked by him. And then obviously he bilked banks and stuff like that. And I wonder where he has to be in prison, right?
No, he got out.
He was set to return to prison at one point.
Well, the preference, the reality.
He liked it. I told you, 3 square meals.
Well, it wasn't the 3 square meals. It's them 4 walls that keeps them dudes out on these streets from getting you. Right, because look, you burned a lot of people. I mean, you're talking about Patrick Ewing, Alonzo Mourning, Muggsy Bogues, Larry Johnson. He got a lot of athletes, and the safest place for him might have been in prison, because on these streets, he owed people millions of dollars, and they have not been as forgiving.
No, that's a good way to come up missing. Yep. But yeah, it's
yeah. It says he's supposed to. Their own. Well, I don't listen. Okay,
if just he's down here, I can go for him for you.
Yeah, right.
I'm down in Charlotte. I can see if I can locate him.
Knock, knock. No,
hey,
knock
hey man.
Hey, Jay.
I'm the collection agency.
Hey, Jay. Uber Eats. We got to show up at your door, man. I ain't ordering no food.
I got a two piece special for you.
Right, like it's just here's an interesting thing, and this dude might be on LinkedIn, bro. See, yeah. Hey, come
you
on.
Know that the one.
Come on.
Hey man, you just never know who you can fool twice, you know. So, It doesn't surprise me. What do they say? Well, the people that commit crimes, they generally go back to the scene or whatever. I think I was watching the show. So, you know, he's holding truth. And so, you know, it's just
this is wild.
You know, we're talking about it in a light form.
Yeah.
But I always tell people, me and I, Austin talked about it yesterday, especially with these kids now getting NIL and all this other stuff, is like, there's people out there that their job is to try to take advantage of whoever they can.
Wow.
And that's why you got to make sure, you know, and Nebraska does a good job, and hopefully everybody else throughout the nation does a good job of protecting these young men and women, because they're 18 to 22 years old or 23 years old or however old in college. And so they need, you know, the guidance of people that they should be able to trust without having to second guess versus the vultures that are out there. And obviously, you know, whether it's Big Baby Glenn Davis or Tank Black or any of the other guys, you know, they definitely have, they're going to have targets on their back, and it's earlier in their life. And they're probably most likely not equipped to, you know, handle that type of stuff. So, you know, hopefully everybody's, you know, moving in the right direction and stuff like that. And
I'm not wishing.
I got some friends in East Charlotte. I can have them find Tank Black for you.
Yeah, I'm not wishing it on anybody. So it's always interesting to me to just inhale, exhale.
He can break. He can get like a couple legs broke though.
I'm just trying to get an understanding. We have to learn how to deal with this stuff. And a big part of it, right, is that in sports, everything is amplified, elevated, and highlighted. So you have to step very carefully in this space. And it's happening in NIL, right? Because people are making fake deals and people are, right? You have the dark corner folks who are the bagmen who are making moves for people who can't make those moves in public. And their parents who aren't familiar. I was talking to Bach earlier about, well, geez, not all of us have Chuck Foreman and the Foreman uncles who have gone through this stuff that know to tell you, hey, look out for this. Be careful of that. They don't know.
Right.
Most of the parents are first generation in the game. So they don't know. Big Baby didn't have any leadership, financial leadership. He didn't have anybody to tell him, hey, man, chill. Like, no, bro. So sports is a great mirror to it. And we make light of it to bring up the story that, listen, there's lots going on. Sports is the vehicle. But, man, I hope good people start to get taken care of. Because the mother folks, they are.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, they out there, man. And you know what, DP? We talked a little bit about, or me and Austin talked a little bit about it yesterday. We're going to get into it a little bit more after the break. We're going to talk about the, you know, I had a strong statement for the athletes and the I guess the families and advisors once they become employees. And, you know, it's not all peaches and cream. So I want to get your opinion on it after this break. DP, Austin Orman, Jay Foreman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.